Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Hey, hey, hey. Excuse me. Good evening. Mic check.
Good evening. Mic check. The gang's all here.
How are you all doing this evening?
We all right.
All right. That's what I want to hear. Good evening, T. Lou.
Just got some tea. I think I'm all right.
Yeah. A little bit like that. We all right? That part. Happy Blessed Friday to you all and to everyone who's listening, tapping in to get the vibe with us, the vibe out. So happy Friday. Congratulations to Salt and Pepper for getting their star. What's happening, King and Queen?
I'm good. How is Queen Marcy and Queen?
I'm good, too.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm good, you know. I'm above the soil, you feel me? So I'm good. I'm on this show with you two fabulous people. And DJ Maniac is our special guest tonight, everyone. DJ Maniac, the amazing producer who produces G. Lou's albums, the last two EPs, albums of G. Lou, and I heard that there's something cooking up in the lab, DJ Maniac.
Oh, most definitely. I cannot wait for it to come out on November 22nd.
November the 22nd. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's that month week, that B-Day week.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right on. So that's what we have with us tonight. So, and we have DJ Maniac because he had said we ought to do two groups. And I said, okay, well, we'll let you come on and we'll all do it together. And he picked the groups that we are playing music from. Two amazing artists, Cousin Marcy.
I like that whole thing. When I heard about it, I was like, ooh, I was like, we excited. But I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. I feel like all of us, we the three amigos, no pun intended, but we are just all in that recovery phase. Like, I could just still hear it in our voices. So I hope you all are feeling much better. I think we could breathe tonight, but, you know, there's a gang war going on between my left and right nostril, and, you know, this medicine is playing the LAPD. So, but I should be good, though. But I'm glad to be here
right
with
on.
You all. And it's going to be, we're going to work this out, okay? We're going to get it going. So, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. So, DJ Maniac, if you want to go ahead and get our first song going, and if you have anything to say about it, feel free to do so. If not, we'll just put that vinyl up and let it roll.
Oh, most definitely. Of course, SOS Band, No One's Gonna Love You. I love that song so much. And because of the production, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, it's a classic.
Yeah, that is a classic. I agree. I totally agree with you. Okay.
Agreeance. I'm in total agreeance as well.
Hey, if you guys can, tell the people why we chose this what's going on, SOS, Atlantic, like, Star, what's going on with the whole Get Down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
DJ Maniac, that means you. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, we can go ahead.
Almost definitely. Atlantic Star and SOS Band even though both of them was coming up around like the late 70s era, but around the 80s, they became like not dominant, but so popular and so amazing. They had that great sound. And
I really
chose those two because it just, they're not similar. It's just that they have different styles, but at the same time, they both were so great around that era.
Mm-hmm. So that's the 1970s and the early 1980s. So that Store scored several hits on the R&B charts. So, yeah, great, great
why do you
group
think,
that was selected for tonight.
Why do you think,
go ahead.
Question for the panel.
Hey,
why do you
King.
Think... Hey, how y'all doing tonight? Hey, why do you think, like, say these are both great groups. I love them both. But two have, they both have two, not different sounds, but they were, they do have different sounds, but they were on different levels. I loved SOS. I really love SOS because of their funk and the musical display, right? But they were, like, more on the funk
right.
side and a little bit more urban-ish, whereas Atlantic Star were still urban, but was able to cross over more. Like, you've seen their videos, and they had a lot of Always and Secret. Like, they really crossed over, where SOS didn't really do that so much, more urban. What do you think about that, Fano or Maniac?
Well, I think, like you said, that they do have totally different styles, and their lyrics are so totally different. So different, but with some... sounds are familiar to me in some of their songs. So they're just two great groups. You guys can speak
I'm saying,
on
why
that
do you
well.
Think that Atlantic Star kind of crossed over more than SOS Band?
Atlantic Star had that aesthetic, in my opinion.
It was kind of more pop
kinda,
at
I don't know. They looked a little more, they looked more star searchy. They had that model-esque,
right.
that mystique. And then their name, it was like Atlantic Star. I have a cousin named Star. I don't know if that's why the mama named him that, but I think that's one of the reasons they had like that, the look kind of, you know, unfortunately people shouldn't go on that, but yeah, they kind of got probably picked for that before somebody would listen to the SOS Band, unfortunately, which in my opinion, I like them better, but...
me too.
But
not to take away from
them?
Atlantic, but listen, originally what I would tell you, Marcy, is that I probably would say I liked SOS better because I just grew up on them, aunties, uncles, everyone, that was that funk, you know, but what I will say, and Atlantic Star to me when I was growing up was a more poppy. That's why I said they crossed over because they did have a more pop sound and look. But under further investigation, you know, when I started learning my music more, Atlantic Star had some jams on the back end, though, that just weren't, you know, they weren't out there like that. They had some really jams and some funk, too. So not to discredit Atlantic Star, you know what I mean? I would just say that.
Maybe
so
that
they
think
had
about
some
that.
Out there that was...
Oh, sorry.
No, I was saying you said that there was some that was in the back that was not out here yet that we haven't heard. Is that what you're saying?
Not that we hadn't heard, but no, not that we hadn't heard then. I'm just saying me personally, when I was coming up, I didn't know about those songs. I just knew about Atlantic Star being the pot like Always and Secret Lovers, and I love them. But I looked at them more that way. You know what I mean? Opposed to SOS, like the funk and underground. But what I was saying was later on I learned that Atlantic Star had more jams that I grown to like and love that were more like that they just weren't putting out there as their pop stuff. You know what I mean? And, you know, like a lot of stuff, you know, like, you know, that they like the Four Leaf Clover and, you know, all these other jams I just didn't know about then. So I just wanted to put that in there that Atlantic Star did have some jams too, you know?
But when I was doing my, looking for my songs that I wanted for our playlist, I was kind of like tripping because I was like, I did not know that the SOS didn't have a lot of songs, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't
you're
know that
right
they
on
have
that.
That.
They are kind of limited.
Yeah, I didn't know
and
that.
They kind of, and they only kind of had one sound. I'll give them, not to take away, but their sound was just a certain sound. You knew that was SOS when you heard them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I got to see them in concert, too. Shout out to SOS Band. But yeah, you're right, Queen. They don't have that many. But they got hits, though. They got ones that you can, like, buy.
Yeah, they got hits.
Bam. You know, they do have that, but they don't have a lot. I would say probably Atlantic has a deeper catalog, for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. That's what I learned. You know, as I said, I was looking for songs for my playlist, and I was like, not a whole lot to choose from with the SOS Band, but they do have some hits, and we got some good hits on our playlist that the three of us came up with. We submitted songs, and so yeah, we got a good playlist coming up for you guys. We
I'm out of here. Sorry, thank you guys.
Thank
you. That was a great show.
That's our amazing producer, Elu, for those of you who don't know. But we want to kind of like go in the order of the playlist. So that's probably how Elu has it queued up, too. So.
No doubt.
Are you guys okay with that? Okay. All right. All right, Cousin Martha, go ahead. You can introduce our first song.
Oh, here she go, Rick D's. Here I am. All righty. So,
feel like I'm talking
these are some
much.
Good ones. I think I know.
Shout out to Rick
too.
D's.
My tea is
102.3 Kiss FM.
So, 102.7 Kiss FM. That's right.
Oh, 102.7. My bad. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
I grew up on Rick D's. Yeah, my bad, Marcy. You're right. I grew up on Rick D's, though. Rick D's came to our school one time. Shout out to Rick D.
I think he came to Martin's too. Yeah, that's when they were still
came
doing
in a helicopter.
Stuff like that.
It was hard.
He
came in a helicopter.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't do that. Must have been the FPV? SGV? Is that where they do that? Yeah, we didn't get the helicopter.
Yeah. He was in SMV. Yeah. Go
I was in SFV, correct. That's right.
Yeah.
Sanfei. All righty. So we're going to get this thing going. We are all very much excited. The first group of songs, I think it was from DJ Maniac, like my cousin says. And it was Love Me Down, I think. Is that right? Atlantic Star?
That's the first one on our list.
The first one on our list. That's right. So we're going to get this Fabulous Friday rolling. We got Queen Jean, Fabulous, DJ Maniac, Mr. G. Lou, and Cousin Mercy. Let's get it, y'all.
Let's fly.
So Yo, what's up? This is Chuck Johnson. I'm here with Queen and G Lou on the G Lou Show.
Fabulous Fridays.
Yes.
Whoa. So what's up with Atlantic Star and the four female singers and the two brothers and the scandal?
Right out of New York.
Wow.
New York people.
Oh.
Yeah. I think White Plains, New York. I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No.
I think that's just correct.
Wow.
And SOS band from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
You're right, DJ Maniac, White Plains, New York. And they begin their career in Greenburg, New York. So, yeah, but shout out to Atlantic Star. That was a beautiful, beautiful song. And one of mine that I know we're going to play later, so I won't mention it, but... Yeah, our playlist is fire. So, because the second one is like,
you
know.
Need to put our three pins together again.
Hey, shout out to our sponsors at BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, Dee Dee Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G Lou After Hours. So thank you for sponsoring our show. If anyone wants to engage in the show, 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. Tap in.
Tap in.
I just want to say
I like that.
That I love the production on that song.
Oh, Let Me Down.
Yeah. That guitar.
Yes, yeah. Her voice, was she the first vocalist? What's her name? Yeah, I like her. I think she's my favorite one. And now that I really think about it and remember, Atlantic Star, they got a lot of play on those easy listening stations, too. I remember a lot of backseat riding with my parents. That's how I know, really, Atlantic Star, that SOS band is just more hip. Yeah. When I thought about it, but yeah, that song had a really good musical feel. I love her vocals too on that one. DJ Maniac, good pick.
Yeah, I think her name I think her name is Sharon Bryant. I think.
That's it. Sharon.
Okay.
Well, y'all working on to go get to the next
history
one?
On it. Yes, let's get to that next one, because that one is awesome as well.
This one is crazy. Woo-wee. Circle, I was trying to pick this
to the
one,
lyrics.
A maniac snatched it from me before I saw the lyrics. I was like, whoa, that's where he going. Okay, but this is another good one. Atlantic Stars, don't be going in them circles, ladies. Don't do that. Don't be out of your head in confusion. Or you better get it right, get back. Circles, Atlantic Stars.
Take it from experience. Because I agree. Don't. Don't be a rim.
Yeah.
Get to the circle.
Lord.
Oh.
1982. I was two. No, I'm just playing. I was five. Look, I was five. Let me shut up. They're fools. Atlantic Star. Oh, Lord.
Circles. That was a nice game.
Right?
It's like nowadays.
That's my favorite.
When you listen to music, well, I'll just speak for myself since I've gotten older. I love beats. I love the sound. But I've learned to listen to the lyrics, like really listen to the lyrics, not just like, ooh, I like the way that sound starts snapping my fingers, you know. I start, like, just chill back and listen to the words, right? So when you listen to them, they're going to do either one or two things or three things. You're going to go back down memory lane. You're going to smile and be happy, or you're going to be want to be like, damn, that time of my life.
Oh,
you
my
know.
He was running in circles.
Yeah, that part.
Around in. So that's interesting
too.
You said that, Queen, oh, Queen, you give nothing but the best. I would have another shoulder to cry on if I could. But when that comes to speaking of the beats, DJ Maniac, question for you. When you do go ahead and you get into your production, do you have to have the lyrics first, or do you present it to the artist first, your beat?
Oh, good question. I would say the lyrics first to get into the rhythm and like the atmosphere and the feel of it.
Okay.
You know, or
gotcha.
Since I'm working with G Loom, it's like it's not like I can easily read G Loom, but it's like listening to his previous work and how he has his own persona, his own flow, and him
it makes it easy for you, huh?
Yeah. Him being in his own
that's
lane.
But that's why you guys are dynamic together, like, you know, just together, you guys are just fire.
Yeah, thank you.
So production is probably easier. Yeah, when you know someone or you're, like, familiar with them, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah.
That means you can get up in that lab and cook. Bring it all together. Y'all be giving us a feast of with the music. Hey, I wanted to shout this out. Saturday, November the 19th, High Hopes Concert Series, Music, Art, and Culture. Ice Cube, Cypress Hill, Bone Thugs and Harmony, featuring all five original members, Method Man and Red Man, Warren G and the Dog Pound, Burner, Sugar Free, and Baby Bash, with special guest exhibit hosted by Dr. Green Thumb at the Toyota Arena in Ontario, California. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Man, Cali, go. That's going to be pretty cool.
Good.
Be safe.
That's going to be fun. Everybody be safe. Yeah, I'm going to sit right here and spread the love with y'all. It's been a rough week. But, yeah, just be safe in whatever activity, you know, you're going to participate in. Yeah, that sounds fun.
sounds super fun. You know,
right?
They'll have a nice little crowd. So, yeah, so getting back to what we're doing, I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, sometimes people be looking for some things to do. But the way things have been happening, it's like you don't even want to tell nobody where nothing's happening at.
I know.
Prayer happens every day. Prayer at 8 a.m. I'm going to start sending y'all the link. I'm like, Lord. Nah, we going to be good. We don't want to get into a shell. And I'm an optimist. And, you know, I just always figure, like, you know, it could be worse. As long as you're trying to do the right thing and you're trying to promote positivity, which I think the G Loo show and the family and Queen and you and DJ Maniac and the music, you all do that every single week. Tweet Cadillac to the conversations in the hookah lounge. You know, you all don't have to be doing what you're doing. So as long as we just keep on trying, we gonna be all right.
Oh yeah, we already are right. When we step outside, we just have to have that armor on. Excuse me. We gotta feel like we walking out there with a chest of steel, and you know, you just walk out there on faith, like you said, and if you're doing the right thing, it's always. Because I've definitely been doing some things, and I was like, "Ooh, we're outside. We really, really have been outside for a few days." But it's the fall too, you know, the kind of weather that I like to get out in, where you can wear your jackets and your scarves and your hats and pull out your boots. You know, I've learned to like the fall more since I've been living out here because it's so beautiful, you know.
Take that nature in.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing. We're still with Atlantic Star. What's our next cut?
We going down the road. Don't you go down that road, none of y'all now. Secret lovers now. Come on now. Secret lovers.
Okay.
I think I was 10 and I said, what was going on? Yeah,
as long as you know your position.
Fabulous Friday.
DJ Maniac.
If we found out it could mess up both our happy homes, I hate to think about all meeting up together. As soon as I look at you, it will show my face. Then they'll know that we've been loving each other. We can let them know. Keep on loving.
I'm chill. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweet Tea, and I'm chilling with the GBU show.
It was called Secret Lovers, which that's the name of the song, but what do they call it now? Entanglement? Secret Entanglement?
Yeah. Some bull stuff, some TMZ-ness. That's what I call TMZ-ness.
But they were hey, but they were lovers for real when they made that song, right? Those two people in the group.
Yes.
The lady and the
uh-huh.
I remember
yes.
that. There was
and
a lot of controversy, a lot of talk
first.
About it. Right.
Yeah,
let's talk about
it. That's an entanglement. There's a scandal. Sips my tea.
That's why I said
that. People getting killed over that.
And that's sad, yeah, but beautiful song, though, and a song that holds a lot of truth to many, many people, you know, that can totally relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man.
You get mad about these
another
females.
Good one, DJ Maniac.
What you say, G-Lou? Hey, we gotta let the producer
be
when he come
over
here. Ever come up?
Yeah, you
I
stay right there.
I said these dudes be tripping over these females. I'm trying to see. They be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Oh yeah. Look, but yeah. that goes both ways, you know. So it's like. Yeah. You got to be careful. You just got to, you got to be careful what you touch with your fingertip. Because
that's what she said, Queen, huh? She said, you got to be careful. That's what she said.
Yeah. Vibration is real. Energy transfer. You got to be, yeah.
It's the ego.
So anyway.
Still a beautiful
thing,
though. Yeah,
you
it's
know
still
what?
A beautiful number.
It always goes back to that three-letter word, because on the show on Wednesday, we were talking about it, and that word came up several times. And that's what it is.
What was it? What was it? Because
ego.
I was there, but I'm a fail. Oh, ego.
Ego.
You did say
mm-hmm.
that. Ego
yeah.
tripping.
Ego tripping. And Tweed came mm-hmm. on and said it, too. You know, like, yeah. But, yeah, you know, if you are a secret lover and you're listening to this show, if you need to play that song again, play it. Get an understanding.
All I got to say is don't nobody better mess with my DJ Maniac Queen or G-Lou, okay, or the G-Lou fam. That's all I got to say about
mm-hmm.
that. Because you know, you don't mess
say
with
loud.
People. We come and get you with a pow-pow. Don't mess with my people. Don't do it.
Don't mess with the squad.
We listen to the lyrics over here, okay? Oh,
yeah,
really
with
Philly,
that being
right?
said, yeah, check this one out, because you better answer, just period. Ain't no excuses, and, you know, if you don't answer, I'm going to text you. If you don't return my text, I'm going to call you, and we're going to go back and forth. Or I'm going to FaceTime you. Now, I'm going to even duel you, but you going to answer something. So when love calls...
He on his fifth nap, but she like, I know you over there with that. Like, girl,
you hear that? You hear that? You hear that pocket talk coming through?
With open arms, I'm offering my love. My love, boy, what is wrong with you? Don't you know?
So beautiful.
Ooh, you better listen. Mm-hmm. When love calls, baby, don't get it mistaken and just think it's just a regular phone call. It's love calling you. With open arms. Here I stand with open arms. I'm offering my love to you. What you doing?
Okay. That's real lyrics right there.
Right.
Yeah,
she put it all out there.
I'm
he just like,
to
I took a nap.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking to you. I'm telling you how I feel. You know, like, what's up? You had me in circles.
Wow.
Now love is calling back again. Like, I still want to be your secret lover. And
she told a whole story.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then we go into SOS because what? Nobody's going to love you. No one's going to love you like I do. We're going to go into SOS now. DJ Maniac, you want to tell us your thoughts on SOS? What attracted you to wanting to do this? Do them as one of the artists?
Oh, wow. SOS band is so beautiful. They are so beautiful to me. It's like they unique.
Uh-huh.
Like that funk, just like G-Lu was saying, that funk sound. I personally think when Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis was working with them, they just like skyrocket their career. Like their sound was just so amazing. So.
Yeah, and I didn't get turned on to SOS until like in the when the song came out, Tell Me If You Still Care. That was my first time ever hearing them. I was with my sister and my brother-in-law. We were driving around on Crenshaw. I was looking for me an apartment, and that song came on, and I was like, dang, who was that? And my brother-in-law said, that's the SOS band. So I was not familiar with them. Until
oh,
that
wow.
song.
Mhm. What makes them so great? They have that R&B and that electro funk like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you rarely hear that.
Electro funk.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Well, then that's what we're gonna go into. We're gonna listen to the SOS band. No one's gonna love
Yay! Me. Let's get it.
Let's go. No one's gonna love you
as well as I do. We can sing it now. Come on, DJ Maniac. Fabulous Fridays, Queen G, Cousin Mercy, DJ Maniac, and Mr. Jesus.
Right.
Sounded so nice, we could have played it twice.
Yeah.
Didn't you just get into it? Oh, my gosh, that was jamming.
Absolutely. Yeah, do any of you all know what SOS stands for?
Isn't that a military code? I think.
I was about to say that.
It's like emergency. It's an emergency. I think.
No.
SOS. I think it's sounds of success.
Absolutely. Sounds of success.
It used to be called Santa Monica, I think.
Because of Marcy being militant.
No, I'm sorry. I just read
something.
Some
kind of military code. She over there with her army fatigues on, her boots slapped up, ready to get it.
I did wear the Timberlands yesterday. I don't know. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, isn't that a military code? Girl, with all that's going on in the world, we don't want to be saying none of that.
Yeah.
I'm over here crazy bone on the thug line.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a military code? That's priceless. But yeah, it definitely did have me over here rocking that. And then you know, it kind of reminded me of a song, and I think G. Lou says that in his song, Nobody's Gonna Love You Like G. Lou. Nobody?
Yeah.
G. Lou has that. Don't you, G. Lou?
I love that song.
Yeah, that's, I like that one, too. Yeah. Okay.
See, that's what makes him a dope lyricist, see? He know how to just slide it in.
Yeah. We're ready for that next one.
So what's
there
happening,
y'all got
guys?
Cooking up.
Are you enjoying the vibe, DJ Maniac?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, love DJ Maniac's accent.
Right.
You hear that, Philly.
Philly, that's right. I know two good people from Philly. DJ Maniac and my friend Ara Cut are my only two people from Philly. I don't know nobody.
Yeah, when I went to when I went to Trade Tech and I was sitting in the gym because we was doing registration, and this young lady came in there, and I was like, she's not from here. And I was just checking out her swag because she was very sophisticated. She had swag. And we ended up talking while we were waiting in orientation. And we are friends up till today, and she's from Philly. She's from Philly. She has her own hair shop because that's what we were going to school for. And for me, it was just a hobby, but for her, she wanted to make a career out of it. And I just brought that to say, yeah, you can meet some real cool, genuine, solid people from Philly. What you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's right.
Say that, like some Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. Let's go.
What we got next, y'all? Oh, we got a good one. This one I learned because of Monica and Usher, but this is a gemma right here. Tell me if you still care. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, that's the one I was just speaking on. Yeah, that's a good one.
Some more of them lyrics. Now, look now. You just don't tell me. It'll be great.
San Diego Jazz Fest.
Oh, a samba.
If you still care.
And they still ain't done. Shout out to the full song, right? You get a full song.
Yeah.
DJ Maniac, you get a couple of verses, maybe a bridge, two choruses, maybe a third one. That's fine. You got to go back to that.
Yes.
Long song, 6 or 7 minute songs, whole albums. I love it.
Yeah, yes. Such a big difference in so many things now. Such a big difference.
And what's the name of that album? I think 84. Yeah, Just the Way You Like It. Jimmy Jam Taylor produced that whole album.
Wow.
Yeah, they just they are their names. Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real. Yeah, that gives me an idea. Ding ding ding.
I wanted to shout out Cynthia Nunn for Tomorrow, who gives out free food every Saturday at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton. She starts at 12 o'clock PM. First come, first serve, but usually there's enough to go around. We are in some trying times right now. Inflation on food, gas, everything that's needed. So if you are in need of a blessing or you know someone who needs a blessing, don't be shy. Go down there and get your blessings and have a wonderful weekend with food and, you know, just the nourishments that you need. So if you know of anyone who's in need, share that information, and you can also follow Cynthia Nunn on Facebook and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook and IG as well. I just want to shout that out. And have the After Hours Tonight live interview on our YouTube channel, so check that out as well. Subscribe and like to our YouTube channel and check out our website, theglueshow.com, and where you can purchase all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio, and the amazing music, of course, of G. Lou, with our guest, DJ Maniac, who has produced several of his EPs on there as well. So check them out.
Our guest extraordinaire. What's going on for the after hours tonight?
It's an interview. I was looking for the young man. I think it's a magazine. Give me a minute, and I'll get it, get the correct information for you. So are you guys vibing out?
I'm so vibing out. I'm like, we almost to my portion, but I had only wanted to hear one song, and y'all do what y'all want. We jamming. It's like DJ Ready Academy already almost done. Oh, my God.
So the interview tonight would be with Digital One West magazine, Digital One West. That's who will be there tonight, 9:30 p.m. and also 12:30 a.m. on our YouTube show tonight on the After Hours, the interview with G. Lou. So check that out if you can. So,
get involved. Get into winding it. Winding down. Like, right?
We have so many more beautiful songs.
we barely got to, let me see, we was on Just the Way You Like It. DJ Maniac, on you closed it out on yours with Even When You Sleep, right? Even When You Sleep. Then following, we started Minds with Send For Me, Atlantic Star. I promise y'all, that's the only one I really want to hear. You could skip me. God damn it.
Oh, well, we're going to go ahead and go through the list and do the last three of the Atlantic Star. Not the last three, because we have to do a few more, but let's just go through that one, plan them all three at a time.
Hey.
Send To Me, Touch the Four-Leaf Clover, and Am I Dreaming? Oh, Lord. Okay.
This one is my favorite Atlantic Star, I'll say that. I changed my mind. I love the way he sings on this song. Let me mute up.
written all over my face. My days and nights would be a living hell if you go away. So think about the misery that you're gonna put me through.
I've gotta go. And it's not because I don't love you or anything like that. But the reason is just plain and simple. You see, girl, I'm not in love with you. I never had it, and I guess I never will. Because you see, I can't get over my first love.
You've been so kind to treat me so fine. And I know for me you'd do anything. But I've made up my mind. I've just wasted your time. Cause I've yet to get over my first love. Day. And I might as well be true to myself, cause I'll never give you to no one else. You've been so kind to treat me so fine, and I know I should have never, ever been.
little tear. Oh, goodness. I didn't know about that one. Who picked that one?
I didn't know about that. That's Mani. That's from the Amazing Maniac. Yeah. Some of these I wasn't familiar with either, but I was excited to hear them.
Yeah, that sounded good. So I learned two new ones today. Hi, DJ Maniac. Come on back. I don't got that power, but come on back.
You know, we are really running, like, short of time. So what do you guys want to bump it up to?
Ooh, can I hear
like
the finest?
15 minutes. The finest.
The finest. SOS band. And I don't have any
Oh, we haven't heard Send For Me. Oh, yes, we did.
Ooh, yep, we did.
Weekend Girl.
Ooh, that's a good
weekend
one, too.
Weekend Girl. Which one?
Yeah.
Weekend Girl?
The Finest and Weekend Girl. The Weekend Girl, that one.
The Finest. Weekend Girl. Mm-hmm. Are you guys familiar with Masterpiece?
Yes, that's riding in the back seat after church, the easy listening.
Mm-hmm.
I like Masterpiece, though. Yeah.
Right.
Shout out to Atlantic Star.
All right,
Starling,
DJ.
SOS
there we
band.
Go. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Hey. Snap.
So get a visual.
You only appreciate the finest in the moment. The finest.
That's a jam.
I'm positive I'm better now.
You've given me the freedom no other love is known. And now I thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
In countless ways, you've touched my heart more than I can say. The beauty that you've shown to me takes my breath away.
Takes my breath away.
A picture perfect painting. That's what all of is. And yes, I need you so.
Need you so.
And now I know. Had I not found you, I lost and lonely soul. This world has shown me nothing new. But now my life's a canvas, painted with your love, and it will always be. And now I see the two of us together. Through time we'll never part. This fairy tale we're sharing is real inside our hearts. Let it be forever, never will it end. This promise I do make, heaven is ours to take.
I know.
That right
you
there.
You
heard
that DJ Maniac? I was like, wait.
Great song to end the show with, you know, Masterpiece, man. That's a great song for weddings, anniversaries. That's a good walk down the aisle song.
Yeah.
DJ Maniac, I just wanted to say before we get up out of here, thank you so much for coming on to the show and being our special guest with us and choosing to be on our platform with those two amazing artists, the group. So thank you so very much. Did you enjoy yourself vibing out with us?
I did. I sure did.
Awesome. You're welcome. Welcome to come back whenever you like.
Yay!
Thank you, G. Lou, as usual, in the background doing your
Definitely.
Thing. We appreciate you. Appreciate you very much. And to our listening audience, thank you for tuning in. And also to our sponsors, BTP Media, Dee Dee Harrison, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, and the G. Lou After Hours. We thank you all for sponsoring the show. Have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed. Check Conversations in the Hookah Lounge out tomorrow, Saturday, on the YouTube channel live, 7 o'clock West Coast and 10 o'clock East Coast. So with that being said, everybody be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you soon. And I'll be back on the air on Sunday with the OG Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show with G. Lou, Big Flossie, and Hangster the Gangster, the dopest squad on a Sunday Blog Talk Radio show. Come and take that ride. Peace and love, Ashe.
Peace and love, Ashe.
Okay.